Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Olympic activity last night, the highlight without a doubt, Jade Carey winning gold in the women's floor exercise. I mean, you know what this U.S. women's gymnastics team has been up against, and they're answering the call.
What a great moment for Jade right there. You see the smile on her face. That is the best that she could possibly have done.
Let's get the numbers now. They should be good. Trying to set the standard 14.366. And it is absolutely official now. Jade Carey is bringing the gold medal back to Arizona.
This means everything to me. It's all I've ever worked for and dreamed of. And I'm just very proud that it happened tonight.
And that is why we have an Olympics. I know some of you people aren't watching. We posted it up on Facebook a couple weeks ago. Central PA saying no to the Olympics kind of disappointed me a little bit. I watched not all of it, but some of it. And let me tell you, I just got goosebumps on that floor exercise win for Jade Carey. What did I used to say as a coach? Now that's good stuff. That's good stuff. We'll take a look at the medal count with the count himself still to come. It's Watermelon Day. We posted up on Facebook already. Watermelon, yes or no? Let us know.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
National Watermelon Day. Watermelon, what a crazy giant fruit. What do you think? We posted up on Facebook, watermelon, yes or no? A lot of people don't like it. They say it doesn't have a taste. Oh, it does. I like watermelon-infused water. I like watermelon-infused water with vodka. I like just dumping vodka in a watermelon. I don't know. There's something about watermelon, though. People like it, or they totally push it aside like some giant freakish fruit. Let us know. Go to our Facebook page. We'd like for you to be part of the survey. You never know what you're going to get out of Central PA, people. That's for sure. That's why I throw this stuff up on Facebook, because you surprised me. You picked wings over chili dogs. You know, I wasn't disappointed, but I was like, really? No wonder there's a wing shortage. Somebody in a closed door meeting somewhere coming out of COVID said, what can we really smack it to them as far as price increase? Gasoline? That always happens. I got it. Let's raise the price of lumber. Yeah. Coming out of COVID, people will want to build houses again, and let's raise the price of lumber. Somebody was like, wow, did you see lumber prices? Yeah, that sucks. I don't need lumber, though. So then they went back into a meeting, closed the doors. This is non-political now. It has nothing to do with politicians. It has to do with, I don't know, big money makers. Let's raise the price of wings. Oh, yeah. People love wings. All different flavors. So they raised the price of wings to the point where, like, Wingstop had to change their name to, like, Thigh Stop or something. I don't know. There's a shortage of wings. And yet, when we posted on Wing Day and Chili Dog Day, both on the same day, when we posted wings or chili dogs, you guys picked the wings. I'm a chili dog guy. I feel wings are too sloppy. I'm sorry. I don't want to have to grab my napkin every time I pick up my food. And you can't eat a wing with a fork. You really look stupid. So, you know, it's like, and if you got facial hair, forget about it. Everybody's pointing at you. Hey, Morgan, you got a little barbecue there in your goat. Thanks, man. You know, so you surprised me on that one. You surprised me on the Olympics that an overwhelming amount of you weren't going to watch. I was disappointed in that. And now we're going to say watermelon, yes or no. It's also grab... I can't even say this without laughing. I'm so immature. It's also grab some nuts day, okay? So watermelon or nuts. But that's not what I posted. I'm a big nut guy. I love cashews. I love almonds. They're a high source of protein and stuff. So, yeah, go for it. But watermelon, I wasn't that kid. I didn't like it until I became an adult and I was like, you know what, this stuff is pretty good and definitely low in calories. So what do you think, people? Let us know. Facebook. Coming up next, Morgan in the Morning. Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. And Steve has got the AccuWeather. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
It's National Grab Some Nuts Day. So do your part. And grab some nuts today.
Hey.
But not too hard.
Hey, now, come on.
This special day only comes once a year. So if somebody goes for your nuts, just buy them a couple of beers.
Why?
Some people have nuts to grab.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Nope.
If you can't find any nuts, don't mean you won't. I know there's one or two nuts in every home.
You betcha. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I'm a Mounds kind of guy instead of Almond Joy. However, I do like the protein in nuts. And now that I've changed my diet because I am type 2 diabetic, I have to watch what I eat. So today is Grab Some Nuts Day. You're supposed to add some to your breakfast or your lunch, maybe even dinner. Almonds, cashews, walnuts, a great source of energy, protein, and the good fat, not the bad fat. So grab some nuts and get your mind out of the gutter for crying out loud. Come on now. It's Morgan in the Morning with our official Morgan in the Morning medal count. Coming up, stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Last week, we gave you the heavy metal count. I thought it was something clever for Morgan in the Morning, but some of you said the heavy metal in the morning was a little bit much. Some of you said it sounded like we were worshiping Satan. Come on now. So we decided to soften it up week two of the Olympics, and this is for the kids. It is our official medal count.
China, 29 gold medals. USA, 22. 22. Japan, 17 gold medals. Australia, 14 gold medals.
That's good. That's a lot of medals, yeah. Okay, count, thanks a lot. That's our official medal count. We're the morning show. Stay with us. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Next hour, your chance to be a VIP at Spyglass. Music returns on stage in Tom's backyard this weekend with Blues Traveler. Oh, yeah. Birthday buddies and more on the way. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hoping for good weather this weekend. Heading to Spyglass. You could be going there as a 94KX VIP. We welcome Blues Traveler for the first time ever to Spyglass Ridge Winery. I'm kind of excited about it. My first round here at 94, we played this song so many times in the 90s. Blues Traveler coming to Spyglass. You could have the VIP treatment. You know what it is by now. We've been doing this for every act all summer long. Our VIPs park up top at Spyglass. They flash their ID. They get VIP bracelets. They go into Three Beards for a two-hour party. Free drinks, free food. Amazing. And then at about 7 o'clock, you know we're lounging on the deck up top. Listening to the sound check, 94KX broadcasting live from there. Meet and greets, lots of fun stuff. We're all just like, hi. Hi, I'm Tom Morgan. That kind of thing. And then at 7 o'clock, we roll down to the SBC media tent, which is right alongside, well, right up front to the corner of the stage. And it's got a little lawn area, too. So if you want to sit under the tent, cash bar there, it's a good time. If you want to drag your chair out from under the tent and sit right there on that lawn, you're right up against the stage. It's so much fun. We are loving Spyglass Ridge Winery. Hey, for ticket information on Blues Traveler, go to SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. It's an easy click-through. Get your tickets now, all right? But I'll tell you what, you could be a VIP.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller 4 as always. Good luck.
WQKX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
That song always creeped me out. But I don't know, maybe again because I'm a Red Sox fan and they'd send for their ace. Anyway, everybody has entrance music in baseball nowadays. I don't want to talk too much sports. You guys get upset with me and say, we don't care, Morgan. Okay, I got it. I'm just saying, yeah, everybody, like when they come up to bat now, they play these songs and all that. It's kind of cheesy, but it adds to the overall atmosphere. And Enter Sandman is always an awesome song for, like, somebody coming out to save the game. James Hetfield from Metallica, 58 years old today. Other celebrity birthdays or musical birthdays? Oh, we're going to dance now, are we? Is that what you're doing to me? I thought we'd just go into the vocal, but no. We're going to do the whole thing. You remember Salt and Peppa? Uh-huh. Well, the mastermind behind Salt and Peppa, Spinderella, celebrating a birthday.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make
Spinderella is 50 years old today. And probably maybe still talking about it. Don't know if doing it, but talking about it. That's all good. That is the only musical birthdays. Tom Brady from football, Tampa Bay Bad Arse, it says here. It was an arse. 44 years old today. That's kind of cool. We mentioned James Hetfield. Tony Bennett is 95 years old today. 95! The loveliness of Paris. I love my heart in San Francisco. Okay, I'm thinking now, Tony Bennett, that classic crooner, is 95, and Hetfield from Metallica is celebrating his 58th. Can we combine the two and come up with something clever, please? Hey, yeah! Yeah, because you're off to never, never land. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Off to never, never land.
We're off to never, never land.
Tony Bennett and Metallica, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that wasn't really Tony Bennett, but it was funny, sort of, wasn't it? Kind of, maybe. Time for the birthday buddies, the local celebs. Happy birthday to Beth Hostetler. She's a Montandon, 34 years old today. Bev Reeder from Mifflinburg is 59. Bob Gulick, Sealands Grove, 65 today. Happy birthday to Bridget Custer from Sealands Grove, 43. Kristen Dressler, Mount Pleasant Mills, 38 today. Heather Dirk, happy birthday. She's 44. Jennifer Bochy is 44 today. Jeremy Snyder from Mifflinburg, 41. Happy birthday to Ken Lennig from 70 years old today. Kimberly Banage from Milton is 51. Happy birthday, Kristen Fry, 38. Wow. 38 already, Kristen. Time is flying, isn't it? Yeah. Happy birthday to Linda Scacia from Sunbury, 68. Linda Souders from Middleburg is 74 today. Happy birthday, Lisa Bartley Trevorton, 52. Mary Jo Dirk, 54. Steve Hill is 43 today. Suzanne Purcell from Bloomsburg is the nifty 50. Half century there, Suzanne. Taryn Cromley from Montgomery is 32. Tina Kapp. I almost said nap, but there's no end there. Tina Kapp from Mifflinburg is 47, and Wyman Smith. Lordy, lordy, Wyman's 40. Those are today's birthday buddies. I know what you're thinking. Shouldn't you go in the other room and steal Lynn Hall so you can have a partner doing this? The darn girl's on vacation this week, but that's okay. It's all good. Every day at this time, we bring you the birthday buddies. You can call them in on the Ford Fun Line, use Facebook Messenger, or even try to tackle our text club with the keyword birthday. Birthday buddies! Morgan in the Morning, news, sports, and AccuWeather next.
Hello. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, look it up later, but listen to it now. We've got bonus cuts for you as well. Two cuts of viral comedy this morning. Where do we start? How about the little boy, and you got to cut through the accents here, the little boy who is releasing a butterfly from a jar in his backyard. His dad decided to film the beautiful thing. Well, somewhat beautiful.
That's it. So bye-bye, butterfly.
Bye-bye, butterfly.
Wait a minute.
What?
Lift it, lift thing up. That's why he can't get out. That's it. He's free.
There he goes. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Wait,
Marvel,
no. You let the dog out.
Marvel's eating him. Marvel's just ate it.
If you want to release a butterfly into the wild out of a jar, make sure the dog isn't in the yard. You big dummy. And here's a good one. Viral comedy. Google this one later. A pilot from Southwest Airline, kind of walking around inside the cabin before they, you know, get ready to take off. He approaches a passenger who refuses to wear a mask. Oh, boy. The pilot becomes like stand-up comedian.
Ma'am, there is not an eye roll that you can give me that I haven't seen 750,000 times in the last year. I know you don't like them. I don't like them either. We have to wear them. It's a rule. It's not a political statement. It's just a rule. And if we don't have rules, we have anarchy. You can't eat. You can take your mask down and eat, but you have to put it back up. If you were smart, you would have went to Costco and bought the 7-pound bag of potato chips that would have lasted you 1 hour and 43 minutes. But you didn't do that. You went to Hudson News and bought the Cheetos, and that's going to last you 2. And most of you have already eaten those.
Oh, my! Hats off to that pilot. If you knew what you were doing, you would have gone to Costco and bought the 7-pound bag of chips. That would have lasted you during this 7-hour flight. But instead, you went for the snack bag of Cheetos. You lose. Put your mask on.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Listen to it in the morning. Look it up later. That's how we do it. WQKX. Is it or is it not a Try It Tuesday? We'll talk about it next, and we'll mic up our buddies from Gilson. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Grab your peaches, grab your watermelons. Today it's National Watermelon Day. It's also Grab Your Nuts Day, a day that you're supposed to eat walnuts and all those healthy nuts. Cashews, yummy. Almonds, yum. Yeah, so mix up the watermelon and the nuts today, I guess. Let's all stay healthy. 94KX Facebook page, watermelon yes or no. People love it. Some people don't like it at all. I don't know. It's water. It's a watermelon. It's got a taste. You people that say it has no taste at all, no, you're wrong. Come on. Get on Facebook. Let us know. Watermelon yes or no. It's a Try It Tuesday. What I should have done is like sliced a watermelon in half and just filled it with every possible booze I could find, and then bring the crew in here and say, yeah, have some watermelon, and then just watch them get all loose and funky. That would be interesting. You know, it would be even more interesting if I snowboarded on a Try It Tuesday. There's something I have never done. All three of my daughters loved it. One wanted to become pro. She went soccer instead. As a matter of fact, when she played, they wouldn't let her snowboard during soccer season. And she did anyway. She's like her old man. Anyway, I have skied before. I love skiing. But snowboarding, never gave it a shot. Maybe this Saturday, I'll think about it while I'm at Spyglass. And then next Saturday, I'll go to Gilson Summer Snow Day and snowboard. That would be interesting. We're going to mic up Nick and Andrew from Gilson coming up. Stay with us. News, sports, and AccuWeather next. Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You betcha. This is like Try It Tuesday. You know, this is the portion of a Tuesday where we try something new. So I thought maybe we'd get a truckload of snow in the studio, and I would get on a snowboard. Maybe Nick, Andrew, maybe make a hill only about 3 feet tall for me and see if I could try it. Because I was an avid skier back in the old days, but I have never snowboarded. So my chance to snowboard would be Summer Snow Day, correct?
That's right.
All right. We have Nick and Andrew with us. Nick Kilson, it is so good to see you guys again.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Snow Day. Well, there wasn't one last year. There wasn't anything last year.
No, I had to take a hiatus.
Mm-hmm. So, but we're back this year, and it's an event that's usually held in July. But, Andrew, you're happy that it's in August this year because there's a new line coming out.
Yeah, and it's great. We're getting closer to the ski and snowboard season, holding Snow Day in August. And so we'll be able to this year for the first time reveal our 2022 lineup of snowboards and skis. So we are super excited to be able to reveal that at Snow Day.
Yeah, you brought some new people on board, some new designs and new artwork. And that
Yeah, we're working with a couple of truly amazing artists that we've loved working with over the years. One of them actually quite local here, as well as a couple new artists from around the world who are just truly extraordinary creators who are bringing some unbelievable new designs to the lineup. We're pumped.
Around the world is a great expression when speaking of Gilson, because it's there kind of nestled between Winfield and New Berlin, and you see your name really big on the roof of the place. But it's hard to believe that coming out of that near cornfield, snowboards and skis that are going around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we're shipping predominantly to New Zealand and Australia because they're right in the middle of winter. They got actual snow there coming down from the sky.
Now let's talk about Summer Snow Day, where you have actual snow, but it gets shipped in dump trucks, right?
Yeah, that's right. We bring it from the local area. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have we revealed the secret for how we do it before?
I don't know if we have.
Somebody told me it comes from Harrisburg in dump trucks.
It's one of the places.
Because snow is hard to find this time of the year. Some people, it's the fifth annual Summer Snow Day. Some people might not know what it is. So, Andrew, what's this all about?
Really, Summer Snow Day is just our way of giving back to the community with as big of a party as we can throw. We just want to say thank you to everybody, and I would describe it as part beer fest, part all-day music festival. We bring in food trucks. We have family-friendly fun for everybody. We've got the Knoebels Kid Zone set up. We really just want to make it a day that everybody can go and just have an amazing time.
Yeah, with their four-legged friends, too, right?
Yeah. Well-behaved dogs on leashes are encouraged. Yeah, absolutely. I think this year in particular, we're excited to bring everybody back together. I mean, it's been a little while, and I felt a little nostalgic thinking back to 8 years ago, hiking out of the woods in 2013. You know, we were living in a cabin with no running water or electricity and building our first shop in a donkey and horse stable, and the ways in which this community surrounded the business, took us under their wing, and supported us is really nothing short of extraordinary. And so what started as, you know, a way to just say thank you to the incredible people in this area has now turned into one of the biggest and best parties of the summer in a couple hundred mile radius. So we're excited to party with everyone again. It's been a little while.
Fifth annual Gilson Snow Day. What did we do 2 years ago? It was called like a beast challenge. It was
the snow beast.
Is it back? Are we going to do that?
Yeah, Tom, we're thrilled to bring back the Snow Beast Challenge this year. So folks can come on out and they can participate in events like caber tossing and boulder throwing, keg tossing. And new this year, we've got the great folks at the Hatchet House over in Williamsport bringing their mobile axe throwing tent. So you can compete in that during the Snow Beast Challenge. And also throughout the day, people can just go out and test out the axe throwing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. new this year, advanced tickets are required for the event.
Okay.
So you can choose from one of three options at gilsonsnow.com/summer. So we still have a free ticket option, a supporter, and a VIP ticket, which comes with a whole bunch of goodies and just makes it a lot easier to help with the planning.
Yeah, yeah. I'd go with the VIP ticket, guys. Yeah. I'm not telling people what to do because you have three options, but the VIP treatment, I just love those initials.
Well, we're glad you'll be a VIP.
Oh, there you go. Something new, you could try snowboarding on real snow, but you're going to bring a competitive edge to it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this year is it's a little different. In the past, we've had a casual sort of hanging out on the ramp, taking some turns, you know, throwing down, having fun. It's always been great to watch. Mm-hmm. This year, we have a real true competition, Rail Jam, with over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Oh. And that's bringing athletes in of quite a caliber from all over the country. So people are going to be throwing down for their chance to win. We're excited to see what people show up with.
So you're going to have to get on board with more secret snow coming from different locations.
Yeah.
Is that kind of competition going?
Yeah, we'll have plenty of snow. And there'll certainly be times for anybody in the community who wants to cruise down the ramp and try it out or throw down, absolutely. And there'll be a part of the day where, you know, we sort of set it aside for a quote-unquote adult swim for you know, the people who are really putting it on the line to throw down for their chance to win.
I was just thinking, you mentioned you're worldwide now in New Zealand. Is that where you're getting the snow?
Ah, good question.
You know, this is a great party for people who want something different. Now, some of you might be thinking Riverfest is that day in Sunbury. That's cool. You can go to that, enjoy that maybe on Friday, and then come to Snow Day on Saturday. Or do both. It makes for a great weekend. Tickets, three options. Again, what's that website? We got to get our tickets today.
GilsonSnow.com/summer, where you can get tickets.
Yep.
All right.
And make sure to help spread the word, too, if you think of it. You know, we've been doing our best. It's a transitional year in the past. You know, people would just show up, and we'd love to welcome them in through the doors. It's just a little bit different. Still a totally free event, of course, for those that want the free ticket option. Any help that you guys can provide in spreading the word to people, GilsonSnow.com/summer. Grab those free supporter and VIP tickets.
All righty. Sounds good. Nick, Andrew, it's always great to have you guys back.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Just around the corner, Tom's Top 10 is sometimes the top five, so we call it Tom's Top List. Today, bad marriage advice. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Uh-huh, it's time for Tom's Top List of the Day. You might not agree with anything I'm about to say, but there's no better way to start it with Frank. You do know this song, right, people? Love and Marriage?
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother.
I always wanted to sing on the radio with Frank. You can't have one without the other. These are the top five controversial marriage advice tips that have gone viral. Okay, so you may agree or you may not agree with them, but here they are. Sorry, Frank. I gotta lower you down a little bit. Gosh, I love Frank Sinatra. Anyway, we'll go 5-1. Controversial advice, okay, for marriage. Number five. No one should propose out of the blue. You should discuss it first so no one gets disappointed or embarrassed. I don't know where I'm going with this one. I may put it in the same category as gender reveal parties when you're having a baby. Isn't having a baby joyous enough? Do we have to, like, have another party and, like, shoot some blue or pink confetti out? I don't know. I don't know where I stand with it. I've had three daughters in my life. All three of them were surprises. I knew we were having a baby, and hey, it's a girl. Hey, it's another girl. Whoa, girl number three. So, like, why should you discuss when you're going to propose and then go and propose? So no one gets disappointed or embarrassed. Okay, number four, soulmates aren't a real thing. There isn't just one person you're meant to be with. So don't put that pressure on yourself. You will never find a soulmate because there's no such thing. I totally disagree with that. I totally disagree with that. Like love at first sight. People say it doesn't happen. It does. Trust me. Number four, totally wrong. Number three, families shouldn't be too involved in a marriage. Even if they mean well, it's not always good for the relationship. It's hard to prevent, so good luck with that. Families, stay out of the marriage. Totally agree with that one. Totally agree. I know people that are divorced and their exes and their families are still involved in their life. What the hell is that about? Come on, get out. Pack it up. Get out. You're an ex for a reason. See ya. Just my thoughts. So I agree with that one. Number two, married couples should have separate bank accounts and separate homes. No, that's what dating is for. When you're dating someone, you have separate bank accounts and separate homes. However, trust me, I was married for a long time and now I'm not. That separate bank account idea is not a bad idea, because sometimes somebody can't handle the money. And number one, plan your divorce before you get married. This is totally nuts. Now, you know, prenups are one thing, but plan your divorce? They say prenups should be standard. Okay, I didn't have one. It kind of screwed me over. But anyway, and don't just think about whether you want kids with them. Know it before you go into it. All right, I've always said, if you can't feed your babies, don't have your babies. But that's my opinion. That's just my opinion. Also, ask yourself if there's someone you could co-parent with after you split up. So therefore, plan your divorce before you get married. That's totally ridiculous. They've gone viral, the top five controversial tips for marriage. Today's Tom's Top List.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Not always, Frank. Not always. News is next. Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, I got some plans for you tonight. It's National Night Out with 94KX and our friends at the Sunbury Police Department. It happens tonight, 5 o'clock to 8. Some call it the 4th Street Complex behind the YMCA. But it's actually called the James R. Eyster Community Center. And if you want to punch it in on your GPS, 245 Memorial Drive. It'll take you right there. Take the kids. It'll be a fun time tonight. They get a free swim, which is pretty cool. Free giveaways to all the kids. Free food. How about it? While supplies last, your kids could get a free hot dog, water, and chips. There's going to be a bike raffle. Yeah. The Pennsylvania State Police will be there with their mounted police. And, you know, if you love the horsies, they will show you their horses. Life Flight helicopter coming in and much more. Enjoy all the activities and fun from your friends at the Sunbury Police. And it's at the Sunbury Complex, the James R. Eyster Community Center, starting at 5. So, Mom, after work, take the kids over to Sunbury. It'll be a good time. And if you take Shikellamy Avenue, you won't have to worry about that Front Street mess. Just a little Tom's traffic tip for you. Our very own Sam Tyler will be there at 5. She'll be having fun with the kids. And I know at night when she's on the radio, she talks about Rye Guy. That's not her hubby or her boyfriend or anything. That's her son. He's like part of the crew here. He's the youngest radio announcer we have on staff. Is he 7 yet or 6? I think he's 7. Anyway, join Sam Tyler. She'll be over there at Sunbury's National Night Out from 5 until 8. Check out us. Tell them 94KX sent you. That's not a bad idea, right? No way! Coming up, when is being a zero not a loser? We'll tell you how. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sammy Girl tonight. When is a zero not a zero? When is a zero not a loser? When you are an Olympian. There's something to be said for perseverance after a major disappointment. Canadian diver Pamela Ware scored a zero. A 0.0 in the Olympic 3-meter springboard semis on Saturday. She was attempting the most difficult dive of the competition, but she had to do what they call a bail. Listen.
This is the most difficult dive, by the way, of the entire competition, 3.5.
This dive could be spectacular. She's got all the makings of a gorgeous 3.5.
Oh, no! Pamela Ware.
It's a failed dive.
I am going to say that I am very proud of myself. I was so ready for this competition, and I made a mistake. I have done everything possible to make it to where I am. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not giving up. This competition does not define me. I'll be around for another 3 years. So thank you so much again for your encouragement.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up. And remember, you are still an Olympian. Wow. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.